This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Welcome to Top Stories, I am Andy Zaltzman. Now, if you're not sure whether or not you're British, just ask yourself, how much do you love pointlessly talking about the weather? If it's a lot, there's a very good chance you are in fact British, regardless of where you're from. Now, in July 2013, I and John Oliver were almost literally melting. It's issue 241 of the podcast, entitled Motown Breaks Down.
Top story this week, the heat is on! The heat is on! The heat is on! Now somebody please turn the f***ing heat off!
Feel my heat!
If you live, don't finish that thought, Andy. If you live in the US or the UK, you are feeling pretty you hot right now, because it is hot here, Andy. It's hot here in America, and I know that the UK empathises with that, because by all accounts, it's too f***ing hot there too.
Oh, absolutely, John. Yeah, I mean, we're struggling with a heatwave, the like of which has never been experienced by humanity anywhere before. Just day upon day, week upon week of burning sunshine, record temperatures. We're talking high 20s, John. Low 30s Celsius even. It's making the Sahara look like a partially refrigerated cake counter in a bakery store. It's making the Australian outback look like Skegness Beach in early April. It's making the Atacama Desert look like South America's answer to a soggy Christmas dog walk. Britain is so toasty at the moment that if you dropped it from space, it would inevitably land people side down.
That is the thing. If you saw any reporting of the heatwave in the UK at the moment, and then you looked at the number that prompted that reporting, and you live anywhere else in the world, you might think, what is wrong with these people? But you know, look, it's difficult to explain. It's not technically as hot as elsewhere in Britain, but Britain is significantly less well equipped to deal with high temperatures, both physically and more importantly, emotionally. And for a start, people don't really have air conditioning in their homes in Britain. Apparently, a report in 2008 found out that just 0.5% of houses in the UK has any kind of air conditioning, whereas here, Andy, in the land of the free, the land of the incredibly cold inside when it's incredibly hot outside, nearly 100 million homes have it, and it's possible, apparently it's possible, that air conditioning accounts for as much as 15% of total American energy consumption. And that is 15%, Andy. That's a 50% portion of a pretty f***ing huge burrito. Because that's the ultimate demonstration of freedom, Andy. Being on a 100-degree day, inside, able to wear a coat. That is a profound and powerful f*** you to nature. Oh, sure, you've been beating down pretty hard, Mr. Sun. It's dangerously hot outside, you say. So why, then, am I shivering in here? It'll be exciting to see my breath when I tell you to go f*** yourself.
That's what we fought two world wars and at least two cold wars for. The right to air-conditioned America. I mean, in Britain, we've been really struggling. John, I haven't seen this many people looking burnt in public since Queen Mary was barbecuing Protestants in the 1550s. And man, that's two 1550s jokes in one show.
Yeah.
That's setting the bar pretty high.
Deep cut, Andy.
Yeah. And it's the biggest heatwave here since 1976, when, of course, you don't need me to tell you, famously the Queen Mother melted whilst watching a horse race at Royal Ascot, had to be taken to a special laboratory in the basement of Windsor Castle and poured into a cast of herself that they'd taken during the war. Back on duty a week later after re-solidifying. Lived for another 26 years. I keep waking up, it was so hot, it's very hard to sleep. My kids are really, really struggling to get to sleep. Maybe because I'm standing in the corner of their room dressed like a ghost. But anyway, it's probably the more to do with the heat. But I keep waking up in the middle of the night, sweating like a guilty feeling pig being cross-examined about whether or not it's kosher. Too hot sometimes even to think about sport. That puts it in perspective. So hot, whoa, John, that I keep thinking I'm Florence Nightingale. And it's becoming now so reminiscent of 1796 that I keep expecting Mao Zedong to die again, or the Bay City Rollers Money Honey to shoot back to the top of the Canadian pop charts.
Well, you are jumping around the centuries today, aren't you, Andy?
Thank you.
Is the heat short-circuited your brain somehow? I will say, though, Andy, one of the things about the kind of actual heat that we're experiencing here in New York is that it's not just about the feel, it's about the funk. There is a powerful, thick perfume to this city at the moment. This place is a feast for the senses at the best of times, but when it's over 100 degrees outside, it becomes the kind of heat that you can not only smell, you can taste. If you could bottle the smell in New York at the moment, Andy, then your factory would be instantly shut down for health and safety violations. That is the kind of wall of scent you are walking into. It's like walking into soup here, Andy. It's a heady scent, especially around where the Daily Show studio is in Manhattan. Because if you've not been there, I'm guessing most of you haven't, we are between a Subway sandwich shop and the stable where they keep the Central Park horses. So there is a pungent combination bouquet in the air of Subway sandwiches and warmed up horse shit, which
which is combined, coming from where, John?
Yeah, well, combined, Andy, it smells like a shit sandwich, or to put it another way, a Subway sandwich.
Boom!
Boom! Boom!
It's caused all kinds of political ructions over here, John, the heat, because Labour MP Ben Bradshaw committed the heinous political crime of wearing cycling shorts to a political event.
Is that true?
Yes.
Would that make him cooler? Andy, there's a cycling shorts are a little.
I don't know.
I mean, that's a tight short.
It is.
Unless that's a breathable fabric, he's looking at.
Yeah.
Creating a kind of one man sauna inside his shorts.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, definitely a one man, 2 egg sauna. And it was David Miliband's farewell party before he jets off, joining you in New York, I think. I don't know if you're at all worried about that, John. You're clearly lighting him up. He's heading up the International Rescue Charity, taking over from its previous head, Jeff Tracy, who many people viewed as little more than a puppet. And that's a joke for all you Thunderbird fans out there.
Wow. I just don't know what has happened with your references, Andy. Well, oh, I know. They've stayed exactly the same. There's actually no change here.
Some people viewed Ben Bradshaw's shorts as perhaps the greatest act of political disgrace in Britain since Guy Fawkes tried to blow up Parliament. And oddly, he was wearing a smart shirt. So presumably, he must have had a pair of trousers with him that he elected not to put on, unless he'd been cycling to this party wearing his trousers as a kind of Superman cape and they'd blown off. Because he had the shirt to go with the trousers, John.
Right.
He wasn't wearing a cycling top. And this basically rocks the British political foundation to its knees, basically. It's led to all kinds of discussion of whether our fashion sense disappears as a nation when the weather gets hot. All of a sudden, you know, things like shorts, sandals, togas, speedos, medieval suits of armour come out. Now, I'm not one to pass judgment on people's fashion choices. As you well know, John, me and fashion are like the Pope and condoms. We've seldom met, and when we have, the conversation's been one-sided and awkward. And I'm in no position to give anyone any fashion tips, as my collection of 18th century wigs will testify. They will come back. Everything comes back. And shorts really all depend on the person. It's all relative. Roger Federer in shorts, no problem. The enormous community secretary, Eric Pickles MP in shorts, aesthetic minefield. The Archbishop of Canterbury in shorts, constitutional minefield. The Ayatollah in shorts, war. And the Deputy Prime Minister, Nick Clegg, committed an even greater heat-related clothing faux pas. He took off his shoes in his office.
Oh, come on, Nick. And come on, Nick.
This was reported in the newspapers. Newspapers. News. Let's concentrate on the first syllable of that. Newspapers. But it did make me think, John, if Nick Clegg, the Deputy Prime Minister, 2IC of Britain, if he is going to take off his shoes in the office, I mean, you just think, f***ing hell, we might have let the f***ing Nazis win the war. I mean, come on, Clegg. Be British. Swelter your nuts off in a suit, tie, and a proper pair of shoes. We built a f***ing empire in unnecessarily hot countries just so we could prove that there was no climate that we were not prepared to wear an oxygen-reducing net garment in. Do you know how intimidating that must have been in the war? The German soldiers sitting there thinking, f***ing hell, these guys wear tweed jackets and a cravat in the f***ing Sudan. They must be tough as a dinosaur's ball bag. We haven't got a hope. And besides, also, you need to keep the level of British formality under any circumstances. The Germans would have been blitzing the crap out of British cities. And we'd have been there wearing full morning suits saying, oh, we're terribly sorry to have rather damaged your bombs with our buildings. That was awfully rude of us, I'm sure. I tell you what, give us a few years, we'll replace them for you. No, don't mind, we'll just drop them off on our way over, absolutely no problem. And you take your formal clothes off, John, you lose that British psychological edge. Did Churchill swan around in Bermuda shorts? Yes, but not in public. Did Thatcher wear a bikini in cabinet? Yes, but that was just to show who was boss and to keep Cecil Parkinson distracted. The point is, John, we're British. We do not take our ties, trousers and shoes off at any time. Not when we're working, not when we're at political functions, not when we're bathing, and above all, not when we're breeding. That is what made this nation what it is.
I feel a little bit sick after that.
Yeah. Thatcher in a bikini, yeah. That's not an easy one. Yeah.
I guess we've all got embarrassing and inappropriate summer clothes. My worst was when I turned up to a Captain Scott-themed summer party dressed as Roald Amundsen. I got a very frosty reception, appropriately enough. There you go, that was From the Past. To hear more of our shows, current ones and old ones, to buy the Dancy Lagarde book and to donate to help keep the show free, flourishing and independent, go to thebuglepodcast.com, where you can also find details of our live UK tour in March 2024.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.